I chose Gateshead mainly because of Neil Aspin, really, the gaffer. Obviously, played against us not so long before the end of the season, and you know, he made his interest known pretty much straight away. You know, and it's a manager that showed me that he wanted me, really. You know, he met up with me, explained to me what, you know, where we wanted to see the club, and yeah, I was just, you know, really, really keen to join when he showed his interest, so yeah.
And for somebody who's from another part of the country, clearly ambition from a club like Gateshead in the northeast is going to be important, because you wouldn't want to move so far away, move your family for a club that's happy just to settle. This is clearly a club that has ambition that appeals to you.
Definitely. I mean, the gaffer knows I've got and my partner's due to drop my second child anytime soon, so that just shows a commitment from me that, you know, I do believe that this club can go places. They've got a very good manager. They've got, you know, the chairman, and, you know, his wife Julie, are very ambitious as well. So it was just a perfect fit, really. You know, just really looking forward to getting to go, really.
You mentioned playing against Gateshead and scoring a hat-trick against Gateshead for Macclesfield in March. I mean, your third goal in particular was very eye-catching. You had a bit of banter with the fans that day, didn't you? But that kind of edge on the pitch, is that something that the manager stressed is important for this season? Because you've played against Gateshead before, and something I think their own supporters would say is that the team's probably been too nice, so you might bring a bit more steel and like I say, edge to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't mention the hat-trick, but yeah, thanks for bringing that up. But yeah, that's me as a player. I'd like to think that I play on the edge a bit, bring an aggression to my game, a work rate, and that was, you know, one of the things. It was quite funny. The gaffer texted me, you know, with regards to his interest, and I actually apologised for causing the melee at the side of the pitch. And he actually said, like, you know, that's what he wants this season. He's somebody with aggression, and I'd like to say I've got that in abundance. But you know, he obviously seen other qualities of me that day. You know, and he was quick to act upon, obviously getting me signed up. So yeah.
And Gateshead fans have seen you play against them for other clubs and score for other clubs. But just tell us where your career has taken you from the start and up to here.
Yeah, well, Gateshead probably first would have seen me in the days of the Northern Premier League for Hensford. I started out at Hensford. I was doing my plumbing, apprenticeship plumbing. I got the opportunity to go full-time when I was 21 or 22 with Forest Green. I stayed there for, I think it was about 5 seasons. Moved to Wickham on a sort of 6-month loan deal, and then signed for Kidderminster. I didn't finish my time there at Kidderminster. I went to, obviously, to Macclesfield for the remainder of last season. Yeah, and now I'm obviously here.
You know what it takes, obviously, to fight at the top end of the National League or the Conference. Looking at the other players that are here at the moment, and obviously you'll be aware of some who are hopefully going to sign as well. It must excite you, the quality that's in the side, because the team probably, you could say, underachieved a little bit last season. 2 years ago, Gateshead were at Wembley, so there's clearly some very good players for you to be playing alongside.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's what the gaffer's going to add a little bit more to this squad that got, you know, close last year. It was only up until, it was probably up until we played, Macclesfield played Gateshead, that they was right in the mix, getting to the playoffs. And, you know, after that game, they hit a bit of a bad form. You know, it was the same with us, with Macclesfield. Sorry that, you know, if you pick up a few points going through that bad, you know, a little bit of bad form, get a win here and a draw there, you know, anybody could have made it the last few games of the season. And I think, you know, the players that he's bringing in, I can't mention too many of them, but, you know, he's intent on signing, obviously, Wes York from Wrexham, and Manny Smith, who for me is probably one of the best centre-halves in this league. You know, it's shown his intent. The chairman's shown his intent that he ain't just want to be a bit part of this league. So, you know, it'll be an exciting time next year. He's getting his business done early. He's reaping the rewards by signing the players that he has done so far.
you've got an international cap for Gibraltar. Can you tell us how all that came about?
Basically, my nan is Gibraltarian. All my family of her side and my dad's side still live over there. I think it's only my dad and my auntie, and sorry, my uncle that live over in England. My auntie lives in Germany, my nan lives in Germany, but then the rest of that side of the family all live in Gibraltar, so that's how it really come about. I'm hoping, you know, if I have a good season with Gateshead, I can force my way back into that squad now that there's a new manager there.